Will coronavirus obliterate recent progress in a key measure of the country's well-being, young people who are either in school or have jobs? I'm David Brancaccio. First, the group of industrialized countries known as the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris looked at world economies amid pandemic and is describing the outlook as dire. The prediction is for a deep recession, but for how long? Here's the BBC's economics editor, Andrew Walker.
In the light of the immense uncertainty about how the coronavirus pandemic might unfold, the OECD has assessed two alternative scenarios, one in which the virus continues to recede and one in which a second wave of contagion erupts later in the year. The report describes both as sobering. In neither can economic activity return to normal. The deep recession will be followed by a slow recovery. In the gloomier scenario, the decline this year would be very severe, more than 7.5%, and the recovery next year especially weak. By the end of 2021, the report says, 5 or more years of income growth could be lost in many countries.
The BBC's Andrew Walker. The sporting apparel company Adidas says it will hire more black employees. The global firm based in Germany is facing complaints from some of its workers who say it wasn't doing enough to improve diversity, an issue where there is renewed pressure given the social justice movement in the streets. Now Adidas is responding. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here. What are they pledging to do?
Well, it's promising to hire black and Latino people to fill at least 30% of new positions in the U.S., both at Adidas and Reebok, which Adidas also owns. It says it will invest $20 million over the next 4 years in black communities in the U.S. and will finance 50 college scholarships for black students every year for the next 5 years.
Now, we've seen other companies make similar moves in recent days. What has prompted Adidas to act other than what we're seeing in the news here?
Well, it was pressure from its own employees who say the company basically markets to the black community but doesn't do enough internally when it comes to equity. Adidas put out a statement in support of Black Lives Matter protests. We've seen other companies do the same. And that reportedly prompted some black employees to speak out. That's what the company is responding to now. And speaking of other companies, David, we know Nike has said it will spend $40 million over the next 4 years in support of African-American communities. Under Armour has made a pledge to improve racial diversity in its management ranks. And Estee Lauder says it will hire more black employees, too, among other initiatives.
All right, Mr. Safo, thank you. Markets, Dow and S&P futures are down in the 2 to 3/10 of a percent range at the moment, with the Federal Reserve policymakers meeting today. The benchmark 10-year interest rate is down 0.8%. The economy is too often measured by gross domestic product, which captures where money changes hands, but there are other important measures of well-being, and with COVID, some will be moving in a very wrong direction. Now here's one. Youth disconnection. People ages 16 to 24 who are neither working nor in school. The national rate of this is still high, more than 11%, but has been improving. Yet among Native Americans, it's 23%. Young black people, 17%. Kristen Lewis is director of Measure of America, part of the Social Science Research Council in Brooklyn, New York. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me, David.
All right, help me with this definition. Describe a young person who becomes disconnected. What is that?
Disconnected youth are teens and young adults between the ages of 16 and 24 who are neither working nor in school.
And that is seen as a marker for a lot of things that are not good.
Exactly. We believe that this indicator tells us something incredibly important. You know, it tells us who in our society has the chance to lay the groundwork for a freely chosen, flourishing adulthood and who doesn't. Being disconnected as a young person leads to lower wages, higher lifetime unemployment, and more contact with the criminal justice system. And all of us pay a high price for youth disconnection because it leads to lower tax revenues, reduced competitiveness, higher health and criminal justice costs, and much more. You know, we all lose when people can't fulfill their potential.
All right, so the goal is to connect disconnected people. The suggestion here is that this pandemic could be winding the clock backwards on those efforts.
Yeah, exactly. So we found that the rate of youth disconnection had gone from a recession-fueled high of 14.7% in 2010 to just 11.2% in 2018. However, unfortunately, based on past trends, we're projecting that the COVID-19 crisis will completely erase these 8 years of progress, and the youth disconnection rate will likely spike even higher than it did during the Great Recession. You know, it could even reach as high as 1 in 5 or even 1 in 4 young people.
So given now the pandemic reversing what you had seen as a positive trend in this area, what needs to be done, do you think?
So in the short term, disconnected young people need monetary assistance. And with the economy in tatters, we really need to mitigate the effects of the fact that young people won't have access to summer jobs or kind of any sort of job in the near term. We also need to help them continue their educations with better support for online learning and resources to help them catch up in the fall. But just looking ahead in the long term, we really need to address larger issues like residential segregation, poverty, poor quality schools and transportation systems, an absence of meaningful work, and discrimination.
Kristin Lewis is the director of Measure of America, part of the Social Science Research Council. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you, David.
Now, that group has mapped each part of the country with a calculation of the rate of 16 to 24s not in school and not working. You can look up where you live. You can find a link at marketplace.org a little bit later this morning. I am David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.